Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fucking damn it.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the York Pod with me, Zephos, and my friend Simon. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, it's me.
And
this is actually this is season two of the York Pod. We're going to make some big changes for the podcast.
We've been on hiatus.
This new series.
Is that how you pronounce it?
You're going to see a lot of changes.
Okay.
Hiatus.
Right.
There's big changes coming our way after hiatus.
Right. What are they going to be? I mean, we're going to get some new blood in, or are we going to just fuck around with the features? What are we going to do?
It's going to be a completely different format. The start of every show, we're going to play a bit of music, and then that's my chair creaking.
Mm-hmm.
After the music, we're then going to have some of the news. We'll cover the news
today. Okay.
And after that, we'll do the sport of the day.
Right.
And then we'll do the weather forecast after that.
Right.
And then we'll have an ad break.
Where have you got this format from? Is it ITV News?
Just everything. Every radio station ever. That's where I got the format. We're going to have celebrity guests.
Oh.
Such as Tina Barrett.
Right.
Tina Barrett, the guy who plays Keith from The Office, is joining us.
Okay.
Warwick Davis, who played Wicket the Ewok and Willow in the eponymous movie.
But not joining us. Mini-Me.
Actually, he's here now. He's here now. Hello, Warwick Davis.
Welcome.
Hello.
Oh. How are you? Wow,
so glad you could join us.
Yes, absolutely.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence. You're very well admired by Simon and I. We are big fans of your work. And
yeah.
We'd just like to talk about your new project, which I hear is coming out very shortly at cinemas. It's called Little Man Town.
Little Man Town.
Little Man Town.
Where you play a...
I'll play a little man.
In the town, working at the...
At the mill.
The mill!
The mill. He's milling. He's a milliner.
Working at the mill. That's right. You're taking over
milliner,
the...
Milliner make hat.
That's right, Warwick. Milliners do make hats. Yeah.
So tell us
about
the film.
Sorry about the confusion there.
Directed by James Cameron, I believe. So it's going to be full of special effects.
Yes.
Actually, Warwick, I heard that the special effects, the CGI, is going to be similar to that in Lord of the Rings. But instead of shrinking you to hobbit size, they're going to grow you to, like, giant size.
No, that's not true at all.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, there was a bit of confusion there.
Wires crossed.
So,
They're actually making me smaller.
Right, okay. Because, in fact, you are actually about 5'5" in real life, which isn't actually that small, is it?
Have you been looking at his Wikipedia?
No, I don't think he is actually 5'5". I did make that up. I think he probably is actually a real dwarf. Oh.
He is. It's not like Andy Hamilton. Andy Hamilton isn't a real dwarf. He's just a small man. but
3 foot six.
Warwick Davis is actually a dwarf.
A 3 foot six.
There we go. Confirmation there. Thanks, Warwick.
I have to go away now.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us on the show. I'm sorry we haven't prepared any better questions.
He's not actually... He's not leaving through the door, Lewis.
Oh.
He's actually just burrowing a hole in the ground. That's how he's... Warwick? Warwick?
I'll see you later, Salmon.
Warwick?
Bye.
He's off.
Well,
he's
goodness
off.
Me.
He's gone down his little hole.
Thank you. I don't know what to say. That was a
good.
Great celebrity guest.
Good
wow, are we going
to
have celebrity guests like that every
amazing.
Week? Because, goodness me.
Yes. Yeah, the likes of Warwick Davis. It's going to be that level of famous people.
I sort of feel guilty that I didn't, you know, really draw out anything, you know, about what it's like to be...
I should have warned you in advance.
Yeah.
I should have told you
but
last
night. But it was good,
the
surprise. It was good, the surprise of having him here. I really enjoyed it, man. It was great.
Now, he lives just down the road from me. Sometimes he pops by
hole.
To borrow a cup of sugar. A cup of sugar. borrows a cup of sugar. Never returns it, though. Never. Never returns it.
Yeah, no one ever returns it.
I don't think
it.
He buys sugar. He just borrows sugar. I mean, literally every day he comes round for a cup of sugar.
I don't think... We've had this conversation before.
I must spend £10 a week
I don't...
on sugar.
You have to keep filling up your sugar supply. Does he reckon that's all he eats? Like some sort of horse?
Well, yeah, because he takes it all.
He lives in a little hobbit hole, and he just eats bowls of sugar in the morning for breakfast.
Maybe that's it.
That's pretty much what I do, except with Weetabix.
He does. That's why he's so small. That's why he's so small, Lewis. He doesn't eat a proper nutritional diet. He just eats sugar.
There's a lesson for you kids out there.
Every single one of our listeners.
Don't
is
eat.
About 18, and just eat sugar.
Don't eat sugar. Too well, in moderation. Everything in moderation.
Everything.
So...
Even heroin.
Are we going to keep... Yes. Everything in moderation.
So heroin... So everyone should be having heroin, but in moderation.
Only a little
obviously.
Bit. A really little... A tiny little bit. Just...
A crumb.
A crumb?
A crumb of heroin.
Hello, and welcome to TTT.
Come on. Playing Super Mario. Eat the mushroom. No! Oh, I missed the fucking mushroom. Fucking bullshit this game. Right. Jump in. Easy. Killing things. I don't know what Goombas are. They look like mushrooms. Oh, I forgot you can't break the blocks when you're little. I'm at the end of the level. Come on! Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hello, I am Her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II, and this York Pod is my royal appointment. Hello. One fancies a Jaffa cake.
I'm just posting a picture of a lemon wearing a monocle holding a whisk. To the yogscast.com page.
All right, okay. Who's actually doing these drawings?
I don't know, man. Like, just weird yognauts, I guess. They're desperate for something to do. They're so bored. They're drawing fruit
oh, God.
With weird shit drawn. I don't know what's going
on. Someone's actually drawn the end bit of our D&D things. With Dylan lying down, almost dead with his loot. Brick is actually a robot. No pretense. Hannah's got green skin for some reason. Yeah. Oh, and it's got little Barry on top of Brick. Oh.
It's quite good, isn't it?
It does look like it's done by a 6-year-old. That's my only criticism.
If we ever had like an audiobook brought out of D&D sessions, that would be the front cover art, wouldn't it? You know? That's all that's needed.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. To show the professionalism of our recording.
For some reason, I don't know how this has happened. It's probably because of me keep on like swearing and saying Jesus Christ all the time. But the Google ads on our website have changed over to Jesus t-shirts. So if anyone wants Jesus t-shirts, just click on the Google ads on our website.
Jesus t-shirts.
Like, I actually went to it, and it's like there's like a Superman t-shirt, but instead of the S, it's been like morphed into a J. And then there's like one which says, this picture of a lettuce.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. So have you let Christ into your life, Lewis?
There's one which says, you know FC UK, which is really the dodgy, like, French Connection UK, but it looks like fuck.
Yeah. Does it say P-R-A-Y or something?
No. It says JC UK. Jesus Christ Connection UK.
No, that would be JCC UK.
Well, was it all right? It says JC UK. Jesus Christ United King. That's what it says. Thing is, though, I would have thought, like, if anyone would have been offended by the whole FC UK t-shirts, it would be, like, religious people.
Yeah, but they're not all fuddy-duddies. You know, there's a lot of hip young Christians out there these days, Lewis.
Is there?
Yeah, I mean, they're not all, you know, middle-aged women who are in the WI.
I'm not sure middle-aged women are any more religious than anyone else. I think, like, old women are fairly religious just because it's, like, somewhere to go and get a nice hot cup of tea and a biscuit for free, you know, on a Sunday morning.
What, heaven?
No! Church!
Oh, right. So it's an excuse to get out of the house.
Oh, Doris, I'm just off to heaven. I'll see you there. All right, dear.
Oh, God. Off to heaven on a Sunday for a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Getting the 47 bus. It's always late. Oh, I was waiting there for 5 minutes last time.
You do speak a bit like, is it Terry Jones from The Life of Brian?
From Monty Python, his old woman voice, yeah. All of the Pythons had really terrible female voices, didn't they? Really, like...
Yeah, but that's what made it funny. Burger King t-shirt, that's what I've got. And this is brilliant. This is fucking
brilliant.
Burger
King t-shirt.
£325 underarm sweating. Ends for 98% of home users. Money back guaranteed. Excessive sweating. New product. Instant result in 3 days. Excessive sweating cure. Stop excess sweat. Sweat stop. Registered trademark. Stop sweating. Highly effective antiperspirants. Very gentle to skin with aloe vera. Why are there so many things about... Oh. The melon.
Oh, yeah. The melon was sweating.
It says, sweaty armpits.
Oh, fucking hell. So it's picked that up, has it?
Yeah. End facial sweating. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm a man. And when I'm not having a pint in the pub or working on shipbuilding site, I listen to Yogpod.
So, I mean, what features are going to stay in this season of the Yogpod? Do you know?
We're going to have more cooking and more movie reviews by Virian. When did you last speak to Virian?
Ooh, quite a while ago. We had an argument.
Did you try and touch her boob without asking permission?
No, that was the previous argument.
Because whenever I touch a girl's boob, I always ask for their permission first. Excuse me, my good lady, do you mind if I touch your boob?
No, of course not.
And then
go ahead, Simon.
Invariably say no. Oh,
That feels lovely.
God, you've been hanging out with
I've been hanging out with men who would rather be ladies, which is interesting to say the least, because they are often better at computer games than me.
Well, they've got the best of both worlds, haven't they? Which, oddly enough, is a movie. So they have the wisdom of a man and the intelligence of a lady. They got the strength of a man and the dexterity of a lady. The
absolutely. I mean,
constitution of a man, but
it really is the best
of a lady. I'm just going through like the D&D stats.
You could make, if you had to make a character in D&D that was exceptionally strong-willed, you know, tough, vigorous, you need to make a lady man.
A lady man. Is that what we call them these days?
Sorry.
Lady man.
Yeah, I don't know what's... I just sort of fall apart when I'm trying to talk about this sort of stuff. It's just... It's such an awkward subject to kind of... You just don't know whether you're going to offend someone. It's like... I was sitting in lunch with my gran and my dad yesterday.
Is she one as well? In Han.
Well, actually, I was...
Call me Gareth.
My nan's not very well. Anyway, we were in hospital, you know, like having a sandwich.
Oh God! Oh God! Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We're sitting there, and my dad and my nan just don't have any sort of understanding of the modern like. Lingo that goes about, and so my dad was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna cook some turkey, but I was thinking, I haven't had faggots for a while, and my nan was like, oh, I love faggots, and then it just went off into this conversation with those two
delicious.
Shouting the word faggots at the top of their lungs, and I was like, could you still do this in modern Britain comfortably?
Yes, of course
they
you
had
can
no problem.
Faggots is a delicious food.
It's a kind
really
of mushroomy...
Dish. No, it's not mushroomy, you idiot. It's,
what is it?
It's kind of like offal in a ball shape. And typically it comes with its own gravy. And you pop it in the oven. And you have a delicious kind of like meatball-y thing. But it's all like really...
Oh, it's like a meatball.
Yeah, kinda. But it's like really poor meat in it.
Porky and cheap
and that's
meat.
A faggot, and they're all right. They're usually pork faggots. Yeah.
I mean,
and
what do you think about words?
Pork faggots in gravy.
Do you feel disappointed that this word has been stolen, and can no longer be used?
Stolen by the gay community.
Well, I guess by the anti-gay community, I suppose more than.
Well, I can't say I'm angry, really.
No, I mean, do we have any gay listeners? Do you think we must have a couple of gay listeners?
No. Don't have any. I made sure.
What do you mean?
I made sure.
You checked their computers before they downloaded the YogPod. Yes, I found some pictures of penises on this one, and so therefore you're not going to be allowed to download.
There were a
it.
Couple of homosexual men who added me on Facebook, and as soon as I found out they were gay, I just went round their houses and shot them.
Whoa!
So, be listening again.
You mean you didn't just remove them from your profile? You left them there. You just went round to their house and shot them.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Oh, good.
You know,
good.
I wanted to check on the memorial pages about them.
Okay then. Jolly good.
I think we've gone off on
that tangent
on a really distasteful tangent.
Yeah, I think we should just like reverse back for a while.
It's your nan's fault. She started it.
Yeah, my nan. Oh, God.
Oh, I love faggots. I haven't had one in ages. Oh, a lovely faggot.
Is that what she was saying, like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Almost exactly like that.
Oh, God.
My dad was, like, totally agreeing, because he's from up north, you know, my dad, a little bit. He's sort of... He hasn't really got a northern accent anymore. It's just sort of been blurred, because he's lived down south for the past 30 years.
Did
so
he had elocution lessons. I think I need them.
You need speech lessons.
Come now, Simon. This is an apple. Say it with me. A is for apple. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Hi nigh, brine kye.
What does that mean?
How now, brown cow?
Hi nigh, brine kye.
Why do you say it like that?
What we need to do... Sorry, there's a bit of drilling going on. What we need to do is to have our own version of My Fair Lady. You'd be Rex Harrison, and I would be...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was it Audrey Hepburn?
My Fair Lady. This is ancient.
My Fair Lady.
19...
Yeah.
50...
It's a really cool old movie.
Six. And it's still touring.
It's got, like, musical bits to it.
All I want is a room somewhere. Some place out the cold night air.
Is that one? There's some... Oh, God. There's some really good fucking songs in it as well. Memorable.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
It's like a Cockney.
Wouldn't it be lovely? Lovely. Lovely.
Your Audrey Harrison one? Impression What's is the same one? As my Nan impression.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I'm Simon's uncle, and when I'm not running away from spiders, and farming, and cleaning up pig street, I like listening to the Yog Pod.
Hello?
I forgot how difficult fucking Super Mario is. It's hardcore.
It was a hard game, man. But that was back in the days when games were hard, you know. And, you know, you didn't have, like, you know, you only had one game on your whole computer, and so you had to make it last a long time.
You are listening to the Yog Pod. You are listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, shit. God, this is a difficult game. Really, the best thing about Dr. Mario is the music. The actual game is pretty shit. But the music is just amazing.
Okay, stop playing now. So I was going to ask, can you remember what the first game you ever played was?
Yeah, there was ZX Spectrum game, and they took ages to load up. It was like like cassette tapes that you had to put in, and that stored all the information. But in order to load it up, it would like make all this really weird noise, and on screen you'd have all these like flickering stripes, and it would go beep, 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 as it loaded up. And I got this game from a friend, and I loaded it up, and the menu came up, like the start menu, and it was a picture of my uncle, like, digitized, and he was naked.
For God's sake! What do you mean?
It was like a really... You know, do you remember Teletext? I don't know if anyone who listens would remember Teletext.
Right, yeah.
But how they used to have, like, really poor, you know, pixel images of... like happy faces or whatever. It was kind of like that, but it was my uncle's pink naked nude body.
Right, what game was this?
And the game was called Simon's Magic Uncle.
Right.
.com.
You're gonna get that domain now.
.com. See, that this is before the fucking internet, but it's still .com. Oh man. But yeah, oddly enough, I think the first game I ever played probably would have been Jet Set Willy or something.
Mummy, Mummy, can I listen to the Yog Pod?
Fuck off!
Mummy, no!
So, obviously that's J.K. Rowling and her child. Well, it seems that we've got... about under half an hour of material in the podcast, so we need to pad it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's time for Letters from the Yog Nauts, Nauts, Nauts.
Oh,
it's that time again, Lewis.
Let me open up this email.
Your email account at yogscast@gmail.com. That one, Lewis?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You see what I did
yep,
there?
Yep, yep.
Because now the yep. people listening, they know the email address. I slipped that in gently.
Okay. Timothy Stein writes in. He says, upon hearing about Simon's most unusual wardrobe malfunction in a recent Yogpod, what was that?
Oh, God. It's when my pants kind of, like, slipped down my body, but my jeans stayed in place.
Under your trousers?
Yeah.
Right.
And that happened last night, actually.
Did it?
I was in Kingston, got off the bus, and it happened before I got on the bus. So there must have been, like, 20 minutes when my boxers were, like, below the undercarriage. But I couldn't do anything. I mean, what can you do?
What the hell,
man? There's people all around you. You know, what can you do?
This happens to no one else. This happens to no one else.
It must have been the same pair of pants.
You need some new pants.
Yeah, if anyone wants to donate any pairs of pants, any second-hand, worn, dirty still pairs of pants...
Oh my God, no, don't do that at all. Don't send them anywhere. Just throw them in the bin. Okay.
All
so
right.
Timothy Stein decided to try and mimic or replicate the conditions under which this might be possible.
It's like a scientific experiment.
It's like Mythbusters. Under the cloak of darkness in the privacy of my own home when everyone was asleep, I prepped myself and walked around my living room. The feeling isn't so much a lack of a barrier between one's banana and oranges, but the feeling of your boxer shorts around your hips rather than your waist. An eye-opening experience.
Sounds like he enjoyed it. Maybe a bit too much.
Like, yeah. So our guild is in mid-fight with Valithia Dreamwalker today when a fellow guildie logs on vent returning from work. We carried the fight for a minute or so, and then the member, who's called Gaz, with an H, says, Mag, I spoke with Simon from the Yogpod today. Naturally, I thought he was lying. I didn't believe him, but he was very persistent in the fact that he did, in fact, meet Simon in the co-op. So I asked him on vent, what does he look like? He replied, glasses with a stubbly beard. I thought to myself, yeah, that's reasonably accurate, so I carried on asking questions. In front of 22 other people in the rage, who didn't have a clue what was going on, but listened in quietly. We carried on this conversation for about 15 minutes, and the whole road was put to a stop whilst we did so. I asked him, what did you say to him then, and how did you know it was him? And at first, he said he noticed the laugh. Then he saw what you had in your hand, the almighty Jaffa cake. So he started laughing to himself, began to get excited. By now he was sure it was Simon, so I went in for it and asked him, is your name Simon? The man replied, yes, and then he said, do you know the Yogpod? Simon answered, yes, and then walked out of the door. So I said, okay, I think that's quite believable. He said, can you find me a picture? So I scouted around, found a picture of Simon with the hood up, where you are next to a sign at Burger King. He replied, oh shit, I don't think that's him. Have you got another one without the hood? So I carried on my search, found the one where you're standing next to a Dalek and sent that to him. He says, oh crap, that's not the same person. Who was I talking to? So everyone started laughing on vent. Well, he was like, oh Jesus, I have been harassing a stranger, asking him really weird questions.
All because he had glasses, a beard, was holding Jaffa cake.
And he was in the co-op. I mean, that is quite a small niche of people. If by some insane chance it was in fact Simon, then great. But I don't think it was.
No, I don't think it was.
Because it was in Kent. And you don't live in Kent.
No. I have been to Kent years back, but I haven't been there since. So no, it wouldn't have been me. You were harassing an innocent man. I'm the real guilty party. You got the wrong man.
So,
oh my God.
Thank you for sending that in, Jamie.
I love that someone finds the picture of me and shows it him, and he's like, oh shit. Oh God, that's a good one. That's a good letter. That's our letter of the week. Cheers, Jamie, isn't it?
Yes.
Cheers,
yes.
Jamie. I think I might know Jamie. Oh, man.
Juliana writes in. She says, "Hello. I would just like to tell you about a strange dream I had just last night involving Jaffa Cakes, you two, and a stingray. The dream was some sort of music video about Jaffa Cakes. Lewis walked into a store, picked up a stick, and the shop owner says something along the lines of something like, 'You're that guy from the internet!' At which point Lewis pulls out some speakers and begins singing a song about Jaffa Cakes. I forget how the song went, but that's too much detail for me to remember in a dream. But it was pretty fucking awesome. While you two were singing the song, Lewis was swimming with a stingray, who was also singing the song. Partway through, you all became undead. I'm not quite sure why. And at the end, a really big fucking shark came out of nowhere and ate the stingray. Anyway, that's my story. I'm sure Tina Barrett was involved somehow. I just can't remember that part."
Juliana, maybe you should stop eating cheese before bed.
Yes.
just a helpful bit of advice there.
I love your yog pods, they're wonderful. Oh, thanks, Juliana.
Thank you.
You listen, Yogi Pod.
I don't know what
is that
really
a caveman or a Russian?
I don't know.
Russian caveman, yog pod. Yogi Bud.
Oh god, there was a shit ton of questions that I never asked you.
Oh god.
Okay, I'm gonna go through some of them now. You ready?
I'm ready. And you want quick, short, snappy answers, don't you? You don't want me to just start talking.
Yeah.
Talking.
These are all from a person called Gerg, but also from other Yognauts randomly, so sorry if I don't credit you. How much is £1 in dollars?
56 cents or something, isn't it? Or is it the other way around? No, I think 56p is a dollar. So, what? I don't know. That's the easy answer. I've got no idea.
Okay. Have you ever been to another country? This is obviously a question from Americans, because Americans don't tend to leave their own country. Isn't that right, Simon?
I'm American. I've never left the United Kingdom. I've been in a lot of places around. I haven't been to Northern Ireland, but I've been to the Isle of Wight, been up in Scotland, lived in Wales for a bit, been up to Yorkshire.
Hold on. You've never left the United Kingdom?
I've never left these hallowed isles.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Really? You've never been abroad?
I've never been... Have people just sent in the same question 20 times?
No,
we've talked about this before.
We haven't. I don't think we have. I didn't know you'd never been abroad. Oh, my God.
And then
God.
you asked, do you not have a passport? And I said, yeah, I've got a passport. And you say, well, why have you got a passport? You've never been abroad. And then you just keep going on and on, whinging
Sorry.
And whining.
I'll have to take you abroad sometime, Simon. Like a honeymoon stuff.
Is that a euphemism?
Oh.
I'll have to take you abroad.
Do you wear glasses? And if you do, are you near or far sighted? Well, yeah, we know you wear glasses, don't we?
Yeah, I wear glasses and I'm near sighted. One eye is much, much worse than the other. So I look a little bit strange. It looks like one of my eyes is bigger than the other due to refraction.
Because of the lenses.
Yeah. Why are you laughing? That's horrible. Why are you laughing?
Can people draw what they think Simon now looks like?
With one eye in. Much, much bigger than the other.
Is it typical to tuck your pants into your socks in England? Because I went paintballing one time and there were these two British kids with their tucked into their socks.
First of all, we don't call them pants. We call them trousers.
Yes, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Pants are underpants. So, I mean, in this case, Simon could probably actually tuck his in if they hanging loose. But it would be a bit odd.
Oh, God.
What kind of phone do you have?
I have a BlackBerry.
What kind of camera do you have?
The one in the BlackBerry.
Do you ever feel like there are too many cords going into the back of your computer?
Yes, totally.
How do magnets work? I get the concept, but is it magic or something pulling them together or invisible little fairies?
It's magic.
Do you write your eights like two little O's stacked on top of each other, or in a fluid curvy motion?
A fluid curvy motion, like an infinity sign.
Do you like roller coasters?
I basically like the kids' ones that you go on. Like, there's the Runaway Train. I quite like that one, because it doesn't really do anything.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know, it's just a nice little ride.
The kids' ones?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like the hardcore...
The thing is,
you're dangling.
You're, like, fairly old, you've got untidy hair,
off.
You've got a pair of glasses, and you're going to be on, like, a kiddie ride at the fun fair.
Yeah.
God, you sound like a disaster.
Oh. The thing is, like, the big
Who
scary...
Who is the most attractive...
Oh, sorry. Are we just going to move on? No, move on with the
no,
next
it's
question.
Right. The big scary...
The big scary rides where you're basically
you
held
scared?
In.
Oh, you're too scared, Ty.
You fucking bitch. The rides in which you're held in and basically you've got like some kind of harness around your testicles and the rest of you is just dangling off the edge of this ride. And you're
so
like
to speak.
Swooping upside down and around and about and you're plunged through water... And there's, like, rings of fire that the ride goes through. And there's explosions in your face. You know, I don't like those kinds of rides. Anyway, next question.
What's your favourite drink?
Alcoholic or...
Either.
Non-alcoholic.
What do you... Well, both.
My favourite drink is this new tea that I bought in Tesco's.
Oh. Okay, go on then.
Yeah, it's tea that the... Tesco got into contact with the people who originally blended the tea that Scott used on his expedition to the Antarctic to reach the South Pole.
Are they
first.
Still alive, these people, then?
So they talked to these people who blended the tea. They were all dead, so they talked to their like sons and daughters,
right, okay.
And they were all dead.
Oh.
So they traced the company, and it was bought out by like 7 companies since then. So they then talk to this tiny little company, which is 2 men who live in a broom cupboard together, and they blend tea in that cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And they found the original recipe of this tea mm-hmm. that was blended together. It's 2 parts tea leaves,
right?
And that's it. It's put in a bag.
Okay.
So they recreated the original tea. So the tea will taste the same as the tea that Scott and, you know, Oates and all of his friends down there, that other one that I can't remember. I can only remember Scott and Oates, because Oates was, you know, I'm going outside, I may
no,
be some
No, that was Scott,
time.
Wasn't it?
Scott was like the lead
no,
guy.
No,
no you
Captain
idiot.
Oates,
Captain Oates, he went
That's
out.
Such a good name, Captain Oates.
Yeah.
Delicious Oates.
Captain Oates, this is Major Barley. Hello, this is Chairman Rice.
Nice.
No. That's so bad.
That is a little bit
so
racist.
So bad. I'm sorry. I've got to apologise to any of our Chinese listeners.
Do you prefer carpet, wood, stone, or rubber flooring?
Rubber flooring. Because you can, like, jump up and down
the
like a trampoline on it.
Boing. Boing. Is light a wave? Because how does it travel through space? And if you say it's a particle, then why doesn't it weigh anything?
It is part wave, part particle. There's a duality. I mean, really, when we say particle, it's just an easy way for us to explain how something is. And when we describe something as a wave, it's just an easy way for us to try and explain how something moves through another thing.
What is your area code?
My area code? 020, I guess.
The thing is, this is a really odd, like, series of questions. It's, like, random, mixed in with really hardcore science, mixed in with, like, really personal stuff, trying to find out where you live. I mean, that one was obviously, like, dropped in quickly to, like, try and trick you. Like, try and give out your address.
What is your postcode? That would have been a bit more disturbing.
Do you know who Miles Davis is?
Yes, he's a quite fat black man who plays the trumpet.
Have you ever seen someone waving and wave back at them only to find out that they were actually waving to someone behind you?
Yes.
What's the most baller thing you have ever done?
baller. The most baller thing I've ever done.
Yes.
I once punched a woman whilst wearing a bear suit.
How long does D&D take to play?
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. It always takes longer than you think. It's like the opposite of sex.
Did you have your wisdom teeth taken out?
No.
If you could be any animal, what animal would you be?
I think I would like to be like a bull used for breeding.
Oh
so
my God.
I have like a field full of cows that I have to service. I think that would be good.
Oh my God, that's really weird. That means you want to have sex with cows, Simon. For God's sake.
Yeah, but if I'm a bull, that's perfectly fine. It's no longer illegal.
I suppose.
That means I won't get into trouble again.
Oh God, was your uncle with you last time he went? I'm Simon's uncle.
Why are you bringing my uncle into this? What the hell, man?
It's probably his father.
Leave him out of this.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh, for fuck's sake. How many of these questions are there?
Loads.
Oh, if I was a plant, I'd be a cowslip.
Oh!
Because I like to slip it into cows.
I get that, we understood. No. We understood. Do you believe in aliens?
Well, that's a weird question. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
I think there probably are intelligent creatures, other species out there. Because the universe is a very, very, very big place. We may never, ever meet them. I find it highly doubtful that we have ever had contact with them in the past.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Drake equation stuff suggests that there is intelligent life somewhere in the universe, but it's unlikely that it's been abducting cows in, you know, Wiltshire.
Oh.
That was you.
Those lucky cows. Those lucky aliens.
How big is the universe?
Really big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Try and think of the biggest thing you possibly can, and it's much, much bigger than that.
How does a vacuum tube work?
What? How does a vacuum tube work?
Yeah.
It's a tube in which the air has been removed from so that you can just crack open the end and hold it against your carpet and it sucks the dirt out of the carpet. What a fucking weird question.
What are you talking about? It's like a vacuum tube is like an electron tube. It's like a valve thing.
How does it work? I mean, were they actually expecting a genuine answer? Are they doing their homework? Is this the same person who asked me about light?
What colour are dinosaurs?
Pink.
What's the
worst... Except for Barney. Barney's purple.
What's the very worst curse word there is?
Well, it has to be doesn't it? There's no worse word than that. I mean, you say that in front of your girlfriend's mother and that's it, it's all over. You're not allowed back in the house. The police are called. And then they discover you in the field outside the house. With trousers around your ankle because they've fallen down.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just so happens to be a cow in the field. And you know, they jump to conclusions.
Do you have different wall sockets than in America?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We do. They've got three holes in. Because electricity is wired with three wires and stuff in this country.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thing is, though, when you actually look at half these plugs, like... Hang on, let me just unplug a plug.
Hello? Lewis? I guess that's the end of the podcast. Yeah, bye!